was young.
Right.
When I was probably 17 or 19 years old, the youngest.
Okay.
When I first watched the video. When I was watching that video, the last time I remember watching, tell you the truth, almost, was Nas and 50 Cent in the car together. That's it. That's the last time.
Some dreams give you messages.
But it wasn't a dream. It was on TV, though. But when before I dreamed it, like, I saw them.
Sorry,
like, I saw him in the car, and I believe Nas on the passenger side with a chain on his lap. With a chain on his lap. You know what I'm saying? That's what I saw live.
Okay. But that was just, that, yeah.
I don't know.
I think that was like a part of your memory banks that was you saw on television.
Yeah, I saw on television. It kind of hit me back because then I started dreaming.
Right.
I was dreaming like, because that was the beginning of when I was watching the movie. That was just the beginning. That was at the beginning of my lifetime before I dreamed. Then at the end, almost like 6 years or something years after, later after, I'm dreaming. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I
dreamed in this apartment and I dreamed at my parents' house.
Okay, so that wasn't like a, that wasn't a message, that dream. But when you have dreams that.
But the dream was about 50 Cent holding my rap, and he was
right,
excited.
Right, that wasn't.
He was excited.
I understand.
Like he wasn't excited, but he was, he kind of like grinned, not like showed teeth, but he was like this.
Yeah.
Like he was proud of something or something. But right. Then again, he was behind the wall when he did it.
Right, so, but that's not reality right now.
Oh, okay.
Because number one, you're not rapping and you're not in the studio.
Yeah.
You're not making that dream come true.
Yeah.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
You got to have a game plan first. Yeah. Again, and see, the thing about it is with dreams, some dreams are insignificant. Wow. Some dreams have a deep message, man. But again, you have. That's why I spend more time thinking now. I don't, especially in this situation, the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I don't think about my failures anymore.
Oh, okay.
I think about what I need to think about.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So when we have our dreams,
yeah,
it's just as important as being awake. Okay. You know what I mean? Being awake in this reality, we see what this reality is. This reality. It's pretty messed up, like for everyone, rich and poor. I don't care who you are. If you see the world for what it is in this condition right now and you're in your right mind, you know what I mean? You know there's some things that need to be done. But dreams are very important. And again, it takes us to a place, if it's not a nightmare, it takes us to a place of peace. It takes us to a place of where we want to be. That's why it's a dream. But in reality, to make your dream come true, you have to have a plan.
Yeah.
And you have to just plan it out. It's up to you.
But I think I already had that plan, but I don't know if it was, I was supposed to not say anything to anyone, just give it up to them, or because at the first time when I wrote it, it was coming from me. It was coming from one-on-one, like I'm talking to
someone
one-on-one when I was rapping.
I understand.
Speaking to the audience when
yeah,
I did it. So I was just trying to introduce to them to see if they have anything popping with them. If they could make anything out of it. Can I make some money? Like, can I make some change off of it? Can y'all get something going with it?
Once again, in order to make your dream come true, you have to have a plan. And you have to stick with that plan no matter what. That's just how it is. That's in life, period. Your dream, everyone's dream is different. But your dream is important. That's what counts.
Why do they keep coming back?
No, I won't. I was working, and this is why it's so important where you can't allow stress to get the best of you. And again, we all have to work on that. Dude, I was working hard. It was hot. And I'm running up and down the stairs carrying heavy stuff. And it's already hot and your body's already, you know, boiling. And one cat was working inside and I was running the stairs. Make a long story short, he tried to flip the script on me and make me think that I wasn't working. And he's hiding inside the house. So I was so fucking mad, dog. Yo, dude, my blood pressure, everything, it was already hot. My body temperature was already heated up because I was moving the heavy stuff. And I spazzed out on him, went off and yelled. This was years ago. And yelled at him and yelled and screamed. Yo, when I went home, bro, I was so nauseous and sick. Like, I had to literally take cold and hot showers because I was so upset. And the heat from the weather.
Yeah.
So, and then on top of that, lifting heavy stuff consistently up and downstairs. Yeah, so then getting into a little debate, a petty, worthless debate, because it ain't worth it no more. People are not worth getting upset over, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they can, their energy, their issues affects you. So, you know what I mean? That's where we got to be careful with people and not allowing people to stress us out. Like, if you need your rest, you need your rest. If you need your peace, you need your peace. If people can't respect that, it means they don't have it out for you in the first place or themselves. So that's why it's important, man. Not to let these, like, people, like, if you're in a place where it's stressful, not you right now, but I'm saying in an environment or a place where you live, you must leave because it's your health that's at stake.